Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you would receive a blessing from hearing the precious Word of God today. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale, Missouri. Our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock with regular classes for all ages, and then our regular preaching service begins this morning at 11 o'clock. Our afternoon worship services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then our worship service is at 4:30. These are our Sunday services, and we invite you to come knowing that you will receive a blessing from just being in the house of God and from hearing the Word of God declared, from being with the children of God. We invite you today to come to these services. Our midweek Bible study is at 7 o'clock each Wednesday evening. And so these are our church services, and you're invited to come, and we know that you'll receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God. This morning, we'd like to speak about the subject of peace. We'd like to speak about this in two ways. Number one is world peace, and number two is personal peace. First of all, as we begin to think about world peace, I think that all of us can say together that we don't want war. I don't believe anybody really desires to send their children off to fight in a war anywhere. I do not believe that anyone would really want to die in a war or see our young people go off and die. I don't believe anybody wants to see the resources of our nation used to fight another nation. I think we can say that war is very bad. And yet, when we look at what the Scriptures say concerning war, look with me, please, in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5 and verse 3. And the Bible says, "For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." And so the Scripture says here, when men the world over began to say peace and safety, then there's one thing that needs to be looked for, and that is sudden destruction. And we're living in this kind of day when men all over are desiring peace, and there's nothing wrong with that. But know this, that as far as the world is concerned, the Bible says that peace shall not come, that instead of that, sudden destruction. Look with me again, the book of Matthew chapter 24, verse 3 through 8. Matthew chapter 24, verse 3 through 8. "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." Now, we have just read Matthew 24, verse 3 through 8, and we can derive from this that Jesus Christ Himself said that there shall be wars and rumors of wars, that nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. Jesus, who is the Son of the living God and who is God, said that these things would come to pass. Now let me ask you a question. Why can't we have world peace? Why is it that as much as we in this nation or in any other nation, the people in any other nation, would desire to have peace, why in this world can't we have peace? Why is it that there's always somebody that's got to raise up and want to fight somebody else or to take over another nation or something like that? Why is that? Well, did you know that the Bible gives the answer? And I've just read to you some of it. There in the book of 1 Thessalonians 5 and in Matthew 24. But there's another scripture that I've not read yet to you. And that's found in the book of Romans chapter 3. In the book of Romans chapter 3. The Bible gives a description of the nature of man. And here, let me read to you, beginning in verse 11. Romans 3, verse 11. The Bible here is talking about the nature of man. And notice what the Bible says about man. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And in verse 17, and the way of peace have they not known. And verse 18 says, there is no fear of God before their eyes. Now I've asked the question, why can't we have peace in this world when we desire peace so much? The Bible says, the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. I want to give you the answer. Why can't we have world peace? And that is because men have not sought the way of peace that only God can give. Men today have, by and large, disregarded the fact that there is a God. Men, by and large today, have disregarded the fact that God punishes sin. Many people don't even believe there is sin. Many people today are looking to establish a world peace without God. That will never happen. Let me read to you what the Bible said in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, and verse 6. Listen carefully. This is prophecy concerning the coming of Jesus Christ into this earth as a child. The Bible said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. People have rejected Jesus Christ not only as their personal Savior, but as also they have rejected the rules and regulations and the standards that God says we ought to live by. Therefore, there will be war. There will be all kinds of wickedness and things that come upon this earth because men, by and large, have rejected the God of this world and the principles that God says that men ought to live by. They have not sought after God. Rather, they have sought themselves. They have sought their way, not God's way. Look with me, please, in the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 79. Here, Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist, prophesies concerning the Savior who is to come, Jesus Christ the Lord, the King of the earth. And in verse 79, Zacharias says, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death to guide our feet into the way of peace. Jesus has come to guide our feet into the way of peace. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, there were the angels that appeared to the shepherds by night. And they said, part of it was, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Yes, the answer is Jesus Christ. The answer to world peace is every individual receiving the personal peace that only Jesus Christ can give. And Jesus is the answer to the peace problem in this world. God is the answer. Not anti-God, not anti-Christ. But God is the answer. There is no doubt in my mind, no doubt in what the Scripture declares, that one of these days there will be someone come along that will promise world peace without recognizing God. He shall say, I am God. And many people will follow after this one. Many people will believe His promises, although His promises are vain and empty. They will believe those things. And the Antichrist rule and reign upon this earth for 7 years will be established. 3.5 years of that reign will be in relative peace. The latter 3.5 years will be full of wickedness and torment to those upon this earth. Let me read to you what Jesus says concerning the peace that He will bring. The book of John, chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Let it not be afraid." So Jesus does give a peace. He gives a peace not like the kind of peace that the world is seeking after, but Jesus Christ gives an internal peace. Jesus gives a spiritual contentment as only He can give. The book of John, chapter 16, and verse 33, Jesus said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in Me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And so, true it is. Jesus, and Jesus alone, can give peace. Not the kind of peace that the world is looking for, but Jesus can give us a peace in the midst of our troubles. Jesus can give us a peace in the midst of our trials and our tribulations and all of our confusions and our strivings and our wanderings and our tryings. God can give us a peace that passeth all understanding. How? Let me read to you in the book of Romans, chapter 10. The gospel of peace. It's not the gospel of peace that many preachers preach today. It's not a peace that comes by governments getting together and deciding that they're going to sign so many treaties to do a certain thing. And I'm glad nations are doing that, because that's a lot better than bloodshed. But let me read to you that there's a peace that God gives. Romans chapter 10 and verse 15. And the Bible said, "And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." And remember, the peace that I'm preaching about is not the peace of signing treaties between nations or cities or governments, but it is a peace between the individual and God Himself. It is a peace that God gives because He forgives sins as only God can forgive sins. If you would, look in the book of Acts, chapter 10, and verse 36. As Peter was called by God to go and preach to a man by the name of Cornelius, and he went, and in Acts, chapter 10, verse 36, Peter says, "The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace, by Jesus Christ, He is Lord of all." And so God sent a word to the children of Israel. This is the nation of Israel. Preaching peace that comes by Jesus Christ and by Jesus Christ alone. Let me tell you this morning, if you're lost, the blood that Jesus shed on the cross of Calvary will give you peace with God. Know that you're lost, turn to Him, and Jesus can make it all right between you and God. We see that our time has slipped away from us again today. We do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church, 124 South Main. Listen again next Sunday morning for a continuation of this message, the Lord willing. Thank you now for listening.